Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, what kind of guy was Naaman? Well, first of all, he's an enemy of Israel. He led troops in attacking Israel and killed people and took slaves. And one of them was a young girl he took as a personal slave for his wife and for the house. So he's a killer, he's an enemy of Israel, and he's a slaver. And God healed him when nobody in Israel got healed. And a lot of people will just shake their head and go, I know. I mean, why is God that way? That's just strange. No, it's not strange. It's not that it's so rare for God to decide to do a miracle. This Bible says, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith? Faith is the rare thing. And all these people hollering about God is able, I just believe God is sovereign, I just believe God can do anything, have zero faith to receive any healing. Did you hear me? No faith to receive. And so that's the problem. All these people were mocking him and finding fault with him. He went to his own hometown. He stood up and read the prophet Isaiah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me. Basically, come and get it. It's here. It's here. I'm here. The anointing's here. And the Spirit's on me. He went through what the Spirit was on him to do. Open the eyes of the blind. Deliverance to the captive. Healing. Is that right? And what'd they say? Who does he think he is? Standing up saying he's anointed. And finally, he had to say, you're going to say, physician, heal yourself. Prove to us what we've heard about done. In other words, prove, demonstrate, and we'll believe. And this is, then he brings this up. He said, do you remember? There were a lot of people doing without in Israel. And this woman, this widow, gets supernatural provision all through the famine. There were a lot of lepers in Israel. None of them got healed except this enemy of Israel slaver. Why? Because the man had enough faith. Right? God will honor faith. I don't care where it is. I don't care who you are, where you come from. Nobody knows you, how terrible you have been. Oh, somebody say, he's a good God. He's a faithful God. He's a righteous God. He's not a respecter of persons. He is a respecter of faith. And it's amazing, you will find faith where you didn't expect it. And oftentimes where you should have found it, it's not there. They just want to hoot and holler about God is able. But here's somebody, they don't even know how to play church. Don't even know how. Give me a heathen who knows he's a heathen. And not trying to play games anytime over a hypocritical Christian that knows all kind of stuff but won't admit it. You can't get anywhere. You can't get anything solved. But if somebody, remember the guy that Jesus saw, he smote on his, the other guy said, I thank you that I'm not like other people. I tithe, I do this, I do that. And this other guy said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Whew. The Lord said, that guy got something. He went away justified. The other guy, he's just praying with himself. I'm quoting the scripture. God wasn't even in the conversation. He's just doing all that with himself. You should see some of the looks they get across the crowd. Some folks like it. Some folks, I don't know. Is this relevant?
Yes.
Is this important?
Yes.
Can it make the difference in receiving and not receiving?
Yes.
Absolutely, yes. Here's a man, didn't even know how to play church. But this girl that he stole probably killed her daddy. And her uncles, are you listening? That's how it works. They invade, they kill the men, they take the boys and the women and the children for slaves, they sell some of them, they keep some of them. And this young girl, making the best of it she can, and this man's a leper, incurable disease. And she mentions to the lady she worked for, she said, you know, if he was over in Israel with the prophet, he could get healed. Say what?
Wow.
Say what?
Yeah.
Now, if she had been ashamed of the Lord and healing, we wouldn't even have that story.
That's right.
If she had been bitter over her situation, come on, can you see that? Could she have been bitter? She's a slave. She's somebody's property. But she speaks right up. She goes, you know, our God heals. Why don't you see healing in some places and other places you wouldn't even expect that you see it? Because somebody dares to believe. Somebody dares to raise up and go, yep, not only do I believe he can, I believe it's his will. I believe it's his desire. I believe it's his plan. I believe just like he will forgive all your iniquities, he heals all your diseases. And so it got back to Naaman. He said, what? What? Yeah, if you were there, you could get healed. So he sends word to the king. King sends word to the other king, trying to go through government channels. Always a bad idea. They about started a war before they got this figured out. Finally, the prophet had to get a word of knowledge and send word to the king. No, no, send him to me. Y'all quit all that. Send him to me. And he had enough faith in his diseased condition. Come on, are y'all listening?
Yes.
In his diseased condition to travel that distance. And this, you don't just jump on a plane in those days.
Yeah, right.
Right? Ride that horse, ride that chariot for all those dirt roads and ruts. And he got there. And the prophet didn't even come out to see him. Is that right? But even though he was initially, you got to remember what kind of man Naaman is. He's not a preacher. He's not in covenant with Jehovah. He's an enemy of Israel, a killer of men and a slaver. But he had enough respect for God that even after he got mad and drove away, his servant said, well, if he'd have told you to do something hard, wouldn't you have done that? He said, yep, let's just go do it. Man, that's words right before you see a miracle. Let's just go do what God said. Let's just go do it. And he went and dipped in the river, and his flesh, the Bible said, was like a little child's, like a little baby's. Oh, it'd be hard to imagine how that felt after being leprous for those years, incurable, diseased, awful condition, and now your complexion's better than everybody else's. Not only are you healed, but he went back home and told his wife, touch that, touch that. That's like a baby skin. How many know the Lord can not only heal you so that you don't die, he can heal you so that you are way better shape than before you ever got sick to begin with, if you believe. But now, isn't this amazing? There were lots of leprous people of God's covenant people in Israel, and not a one of them got healed. Not because it wasn't God's will. It's because they had gotten away from God. They're even worshiping idols. They're doing all kind of crazy, stupid stuff. Nobody's believing. And he had to find somebody over here, a Syrian general. Right? Enemy of Israel and a slaver. And here, he came into his own hometown and nobody's accepting and believing. He could there do no mighty work. But even by the mercy of God, his enemy gets his ear healed. Somebody say, mercy, 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 and the faith of God. If the Lord heals even his enemies, You're going to tell me it's not his will to heal his own child? His own son? His own daughter? No, 1,000 times no, I refuse to believe that. I believe it is his will for me to be just as healed as I am forgiven. And all of it was bought and paid for at the same cross, in the same redemptive work. And if not everybody's experiencing it, well, not everybody's experiencing the new birth either. It's just about receiving, and don't question the will of God. Don't. Would you rather, you know, somebody questioned your ability or your heart?
Your heart.
Take me. If you'd say, you know, Brother Keith, I'm starving to death. I hadn't eaten anything in weeks. And I know you got food. You're throwing away food. And I know you could save me from dying if it was your will. But I just don't know. And you told other people, well, you just never know about Brother Keith. He might help you, he might not. He's, you know, he could do it. He could feed you the rest of your life, but might not be his will. Would you like for somebody to believe that about you? That, would you rather, or would you rather say, I tell you what, he's a good guy. If he had it, he'd help you out. But he may not have it. But if he had it, well, we're told to believe that God has it. But he may not, you know, he just may not care. He is touched, the Bible said, with the feelings of our weaknesses and infirmities. Somebody said, why don't he do something about it? Mostly because he already has. He doesn't need to do something about it. He already has. And it's not, why doesn't he decide to do something? It's, why don't people believe? Jesus wept over Jerusalem. He said, if you had only known, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, who's here, what's available to you, what you could have had, how things could have been. Didn't he cry over the city? Why? Well, why don't he just go in and make them do right? That's not how it works. He doesn't make people receive. He pled. I mean, even in the Old Testament, the Lord said, you know, he does not willingly pass judgment. It grieves him, the Bible talks about. He said, I have no pleasure in the death of him that dies. Repent and turn from it. Why will you die? I have no pleasure is also translated will. It's not my will. How many remember in the New Testament? It's not his will that any should perish. So don't try to tell me it is. That, isn't that what people are telling us? Maybe it's God's will that you perish from lack of financial provision or food. Maybe it's God's will you perish because of this disease. Nope. It's not his will that any should perish.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me